4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is change of zone number 1650, Cannon Road Investments LLC.
Mr. Chairman, this particular change of zone has been a matter of some previous action before the commission. Therefore, I'm going to add some additional verbiage to my motion that I want to be included in the record. And Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed the public testimony, the record, and files pertaining to this application. The pertinent files of the Stonewater Creek subdivision, which was in 2004, the Ivory Branch Associates, which was 2006, and Pelican Point from 2006, all of which were precursors to this application for change in zone from AR1 to ARRPC, agricultural residential district, residential plan community for 135 plus or minus acres. Originally, this 135-acre parcel was part of the much larger Stonewater Creek subdivision. In April 2006, this parcel was part of a larger 200-acre parcel that was approved as a cluster subdivision. Numerous conditions were placed on this parcel as part of the cluster subdivision application approval and are part of the public record. In September 2006, at the request of the applicants, this 200-acre parcel of the larger Stonewater Creek was requested and approved by the commission to become a separate subdivision with its own amenities and is now known as Pelican Point. The conditions placed on this parcel when it was approved as a cluster subdivision remained. This 2006 cluster subdivision was approved for 360 lots on 200 acres. Before us now, the applicants have requested that approximately 135 acres of the larger 200-acre parcel to be changed from AR1 to ARRPC to permit twin homes, townhomes, attached homes, or condos. Even the applicants were not quite sure what to call them either as part of this development. In addition, on this approximate 135 acres, the applicants are seeking to increase the number of residential units from 168 to 252, which represents a 50% increase. The applicants have also proposed reducing the sidewalks from both sides of the street to only one side. One of the conditions originally approved for this parcel was a sidewalk on both sides. The applicants are not proposing any amenities to be located in this ARRPC development of 252 housing units. More density, less pedestrian mobility and safety, and no amenities in this ARRPC proposal does not constitute a superior living environment or nor design ingenuity. Approval of this project as submitted may have a negative impact on the neighboring community. At the public hearing, residents of Stonewater Creek were concerned that twin homes, or whatever you call them, and smaller homes on smaller lots will negatively impact neighboring properties' valuations in an already depressed housing market. The applicants did not adequately address these concerns. One purpose of the RPC design ingenuity is protecting an existing future developments. When this larger 200-acre parcel was approved as a cluster subdivision in 2006, all of the issues of 99-9C were addressed, and this cluster subdivision was of superior design. At the same time, the cluster subdivision was not likely to negatively impact the original Stonewater Creek and its existing residents. Thus, I felt then, in 2006, and feel today, that the approved cluster subdivision would have complemented Stonewater Creek. I am not satisfied that this application meets the purpose of the RPC design ingenuity to protect existing and future developments. With the application before us, I am concerned that it will have a negative impact on Stonewater Creek, of which it originally was part of. Furthermore, the applicant stated that the amenities of this ARRPC are in the phases 4-4 through 7 of Pelican Point. Phases 4 through 7 are not part of this requested ARRPC. There is no timeline for the development of phases 4 through 7, let alone any proposed timeline for the provision of amenities in phases 4 through 7. There's no guarantee that phases 4 through 7 will ever be constructed, and the residents of the proposed ARRPC could wind up with no recreational amenities at all. There are no proposed parks, benches, gazebos, let alone swimming pool or clubhouse or multi-sport courts. The lack of recreational amenities is indicative of poor design and inferior living environment. Although the recreational amenities were or are to be located in phases 4 through 7, not providing any significant amenities in the ARRPC with the proposed increased density does not create a superior living environment or a unified development, as discussed in the purpose section of the zoning code for RPCs. This is at least the third requested change for this parcel. The Planning and Zone Commission has accommodated the applicants in the past with some of their requested changes based upon superior design and additional protections for the environment and open space. However, with this application, I do not find any resemblance of superiority design nor additional environmental protections to justify a change from AR to ARRPC. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, based upon this aforementioned records and the public hearing, I move that the Commission recommend denial of change of zone 1650 application by Cannon Road Properties LLC for the aforementioned reasons and the following. One, the proposed project is not in character with the nature of the area. Twin homes or duplexes are out of character with other single-family dwellings in the surrounding area. There are no nearby townhouses or condo communities. Two, there was no justification presented why the commission should grant an increase in density of 50% over and above the previously approved subdivision of 1.8 homes per acre. The applicants state that the increased units result in a density of 1.87 units per acre for the ARRPC. However, the total density for Pelican Point would become 444 homes on 200 acres, or a density of 2.22 units per acre, which is in excess of the allowable density under the subdivision ordinances. Under the current cluster subdivision ordinance, after the 25% set aside for infrastructure, the net density is now approximately 1.5 units per acre. The existing cluster division subdivision of Pelican Point is 1.8 units per acre, which is 360 units in 200 acres. The applicant already has greater density than allowable under the current cluster subdivision ordinance. The commission has previously approved the subdivision on this parcel and subsequently approved the parcel for development as a cluster subdivision. Therefore, the applicants are able to develop the land without a change of zone. A denial of this application does not prevent the applicants from developing the land in accordance with county ordinances. Number five, the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan update identifies future land use of this area as low density. Six, ARRPC zoning is not appropriate for the proposed project site because the project is adjacent to other single-family homes. This project does not create a superior living environment and does not provide for design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Twin homes, smaller lots, and smaller homes, coupled with a lack of recreational amenities, are not indicative of a superior design or superior living environment. And lastly, while this application is part of the larger Pelican Point cluster subdivision, the proposed ARRPC increase in housing units results in a density greater than allowable under the AR1 district and should not be permitted. That's my motion.
All right, sir. We thank you.
I'm going to second that, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1650 Cannon Road Investments LLC. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining because I believe it preceded your time on the commission. Okay. There we go.